Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You said Trey Lance.
Are you kidding me?
Who said that? Sal Pellatoria?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Who'd you rather have?
Oof.
I'll take both. I'll take both.
I don't know.
I'll take both wasn't a choice.
Yeah, I don't know. One or the other. I don't know. Bryce has had 20 stars. I don't even know. Poor Bryce. I don't even know.
Nothing around him. Well, his parents did hit at last year, get my son out of there.
Yeah.
Halfway through the year.
Oh, I don't blame him. Mark this one for dismissal of the year. All right. We've reached the point. Yesterday was the point for me.
Uh-oh.
Okay, and I felt like I had been there before, but no, it was yesterday.
Oh boy,
current athlete podcasts. I'm out on them. I'm completely out on them. All right, and here's the deal: for every Draymond Green one that has some good content, there are 75 cruddy ones. And yesterday, it looked like Debo and Ayuk, who were doing the Bleacher Report one. What's it called?
Catching Debo or something like that.
I don't even know what it is.
It may have been the worst athlete podcast I watched. But it's their first time, so I don't want to kill them.
Bonte, it should be their last time. Look, the reality is this. It's very simple. I understand people want to monetize their value off the football field. I get all of that. But not everybody needs to have a podcast. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's like, to me, the saturation point was when, you know, Chelsea Clinton was advertising podcasts on other podcasts I was listening to. It was like, who wants a Chelsea Clinton podcast? But the athletes, guys, I love you. I love you all. Like, you're great, great players. Unless you are actually willing to be an active participant, why are you doing this? Like, it looked like Brandon Ayuk. First off, he looks uncomfortable in front of most cameras. I don't think that he likes talking in front of a lot of cameras. Just the feeling that I get. And then, like, Debo, guys, you're in season. You're not going to say anything. You're not doing that. Now, I get it. I'm sure Bleacher Report, there's some sort of a financial agreement. I'm not knocking you on all that. But enough is enough. Whether it's the Pat Beverly one, whether it's, you know, I know Curry's got a new one out. There's too many podcasts. Well, I'm podcasted out.
You know what it is? You know what it's called? Mully said this a few years ago.
I'm out.
Mully said this a few years ago, and I kind of stole it. And it's a disease. It's called podcastitis. Podcastitis. And there's no cure for it because everybody's got a podcast. Everybody. And not everybody's going to get rich off these podcasts. Now, the Kelsey podcast is good. I like that podcast.
Sure.
I'm enjoying Andre Ward interviewing boxers and promoters. I enjoy that podcast. At times, I enjoy All the Smoke. At times, I enjoy KG and Paul Pierce. So there's some good podcasts. You take them in doses, but not everybody should do it. I mean, the Debo Ayuk situation yesterday was it wasn't off to a great start. I'll still watch. I'll still listen because maybe they will open up. And look, it's not easy. And they're learning right now. It's like, boy, I'm sure they're going to get some critiques from the bosses and producers. This is what we need to do. This is how we need to present ourselves. We got to speak more. We got to be more long-winded, you know, because who's the girl who was hosting it? What was her name? Do we know the name? No, we don't know who's hosting it.
Well, I feel bad for her because she was trying to elicit a response that would create a conversation. And both guys seem so disinterested.
Yeah.
And this is the part of being in the entertainment part of the world is that you can't have off days. You and I know this. Like, there are some days where we're like, the episode wasn't as good as we wanted it to be. And it like wears on you. You know, you have to be able to just entertain. That's
live
the whole
moods.
Point why people show up for it.
Yeah, Liv Moods was a girl who was hosting it. Now, 510's right. 510's right. Jeff Teague podcast, I like that podcast.
Okay.
There's a lot of athlete podcasts I do like, and everybody's right or well within their right to do podcasts. It just doesn't mean that everybody's going to be good at podcasting.
Well, that's where I'm coming
that's
at.
What it is.
And yeah. I'm at the point now where I feel like this show has a decision to make. Either we're playing everybody's stuff when it comes to the podcast, or we're playing nobody's stuff. Because there's just so much out there. There's so much out there to sift through. It's tough, man.
It's not an either or. It's not an either or type of deal. We're going to play stuff from podcast. We just played stuff from, what's that, Rich Eisen's podcast? It's Kay Adams' podcast.
He has an actual broadcast show.
Yeah, he does. But Kay Adams, we play that. We play that all the time. I got no problem playing stuff off a podcast.
Did the Draymond stuff hit you as hard as the season wore on?
No, not really. I mean, because there's a lot there. And it's, you know, you get fatigued at times, but we still listen. I still listen. He's a member of the Golden State Warriors. It's kind of our job to listen to see what he says.
Do you follow the whole podcast? Or do you just follow the clips that you see online?
No, I follow the podcast. I subscribe to all the podcasts.
And you listen to the whole thing?
Sometimes I don't. But it gives me reminders. Hey, somebody released a podcast. And if it's a Draymond Green show, sometimes I skim through it, but sometimes online beats me to it. And I'm like, all right, maybe I'll listen to this part. Because there's always something. If it's Warrior related, or if there's a Warrior, a Niner, a Giant, San Jose Shark, kind of got to listen to it. You got to figure out some content here. TK's podcast, I listen to that. Because he's always got good guests on there. I do. But not everybody should podcast. That was a terrible podcast. It was a terrible podcast episode. That sucked. But hopefully they get better, because I don't want to crush them. I'm sure, because here's the deal. I try to take this perspective in everything. Debo and IU, the first episode wasn't good. I think we all agree. It was just like, yeah. But I'm sure my first ever episode on 95.7 The Game, or my first ever podcast, whenever I did a podcast back in 2013, probably sucked. My first ever radio show in college at SF State probably sucked. They need reps. They need to get better. And so maybe they'll get better. Maybe they'll get better. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt on that one before I crush them all and say, hey, stop podcasting. Don't talk anymore. Because I do think athletes do provide an intriguing viewpoint that fans are not privy to, information that we're not privy to, what they go through on a daily basis. But podcasting's not for everybody.
That's for sure. And I'm not telling everybody to just shut up and don't do any of these things. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that understand your strong suits. For example, I'll raise my hand. I knew I wasn't going to make a great plumber. I knew right away. My entire family was plumbers. And I knew this isn't my strong suit. You know, I'm not good when it comes to like having a drill in my hand and a Phillips and a flathead. That's not who I am. Some would say I'm not good on a microphone, and that's their prerogative. They're fine to feel that way. I find it very difficult when you love these teams, okay, to sift through all of the podcasts to find a good one. It's really difficult for the listener out there. And so I get fatigued by the whole thing. It's like I feel the same way when I go onto Netflix or Max or any of these. There's so much stuff out there, and none of it is that I really want to watch.
Yeah, but it depends what you're looking for, right? Like Shannon Sharpe's podcast. It's for him and Ocho Cinco. Funny as hell. I don't watch every one, but I know when I'm too in, I'm going to be entertained, right? Draymond, for example. You brought up Draymond Green.
Shannon Sharpe, I'm glad you bring him up. He's a great entertainer.
He's a great entertainer.
Very likable.
I'll say this about Draymond. There's a lot of stuff I don't like on the podcast. But then there's a lot of stuff I learned about the game of basketball. The guy does know his hoops, right? So I'm thinking like, all right, that's interesting to know. So I'll give, like, and I told him this 3 years ago. I was like, yo, your podcast is, because we were playing a lot of his stuff 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. A lot of it. And I was like, you know, sometimes you carry to our show. Thanks for the content, man. He kind of chuckled. It's cool with that. But, you know, there's other, like KG and Paul Pierce. I know what to expect with a podcast. They're going to be fools. They're going to be clowning. Sometimes I want to hear that. Jeff Teague's got crazy stories. And it's from a perspective of an NBA player who wasn't a said superstar. So it's kind of interesting to hear him talk about, man, when I was guarding LeBron, man, we couldn't beat them. And, boy, I just sat down, or when he's guarding Curry in Tokyo, mm-hmm. He's like, man, I'm playing hard, and Curry's out there embarrassing me, man. I'm like, ah, hell nah. We in Japan, dog. You know what I'm saying? So it depends what you're looking for. Not every podcast is for everybody, I guess what I'm trying to say.
Well, that I agree with. I'm just saying that there's so many of them. I just think that the hit rate, in and outside of sports, there's so many of them. It's impossible to sift through them, number one. And number two, it just feels like too many are being done half-ass-wise. Like, and I look at Micah Parsons. Micah, dude, stop, dude. Like, just stop. You're doing more of a harm to yourself. You're a great player.
Why? What kind of harm is he doing?
All the time. No one wants to hear it.
But what kind of harm is he doing to himself? I disagree with that. He's talking, and we just probably think he's annoying, but he's going to get every dollar on the football field. He's still going to get endorsements.
He's going to get that still, no matter what.
He still was out there with C.J. Stroud traveling the world last offseason, on the Bleacher Report during the draft. Like, I don't think he's doing any harm. If you don't, you know, I just agree with that.
I think his product isn't good. Like, I've watched it. It's not good. The athlete podcast thing, I feel we reached a saturation point. It reminds me of when we got to cut the cord. We got to have a million streaming apps. And now you open it up every single night as a family and you're like, there's nothing to watch.
But honestly, though, with podcasts, I do respect podcasts in this sense.
That's how I came up.
Exactly. For some people who aren't fortunate enough to broadcast at a station like this or the station down the hall, you got a podcast and you got to get your broadcasting chops and you got to learn how to speak and have a cadence to it. So podcasts helped me out. So I'm, you know, people want a podcast, but we all have a chosen life to whether or not we want to listen to it. Real quick, Matt.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.